Live from NPR News, I'm Barbara Klein. President Biden met with Democratic senators at the White House today to discuss his $1.9 billion COVID relief plan, which Republicans say is too big and too expensive. But White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says Democrats argue it's time to go big and bold.
We're going to listen to governors. We're going to listen to a broad range of economists. We're going to listen to health experts on what is needed, what the American people need at this point in time. And when one in seven American families don't have enough food to eat, it's clear that there is a great deal of need for assistance.
Senate Republicans are proposing a $618 billion plan. Democrats call that insufficient, but indicate they may be willing to negotiate the income threshold for receiving relief checks. The Capitol police officer who was killed by rioters at the U.S. Capitol January 6th is being interred at Arlington National Cemetery today. Earlier in the day, lawmakers gathered inside the Capitol Rotunda to pay tribute to Officer Brian Sicknick. The ceremonies come as House managers and former President Trump's lawyers lay out their arguments ahead of next week's impeachment trial in the Senate, as NPR's Ryan Lucas reports.
Trump faces one article of impeachment that charges him with inciting the January 6th insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. The House managers accuse Trump of whipping the crowd into a frenzy and aiming it at Congress, and then doing nothing to call off the mob after violence erupted. They also argue that Trump should be convicted even though he's out of office because, they say, a president must be held accountable from the first day to the last day of their term. Trump's lawyers, in contrast, argue that impeaching and trying Trump is unconstitutional because he is no longer in office. They also deny he incited a riot, violated his oath of office, or committed any impeachable offense. Ryan Lucas, NPR News, Washington.
A Russian journalist has been sentenced to 25 days in jail for a retweet that Russian police describe as an illegal call to protest. NPR's Lucian Kim in Moscow reports the Kremlin is targeting journalists amid nationwide protests demanding the release of jailed opposition leader Alexei Navalny.
Sergei Smirnov is the editor of Media Zona, an online news outlet that tracks human rights violations. Police say Smirnov broke the law with a retweet that contained the time and date of an unauthorized protest supporting Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny. Police detained Smirnov Saturday while he was out for a walk with his five-year-old son. Scores of Russian journalists have been detained since the beginning of the demonstrations, and news organizations are protesting Smirnov's jail sentence. President Vladimir Putin's spokesman has defended the case against Smirnov, calling it absolutely logical. Lucian Kim, NPR News, Moscow.
This is NPR. The U.S. Supreme Court has canceled oral arguments on two Trump-era immigration cases, one concerning funding for a border wall, the other Trump's Remain in Mexico orders for Central American migrants seeking asylum. Lower courts ruled against them, and President Biden has reversed both policies via executive action. The military junta in Myanmar has filed charges against de facto leader Aung San Suu Kyi after overthrowing her in a coup 2 days ago. Michael Sullivan reports Suu Kyi is being detained and could face prison time.
As crimes go, today's charges of illegally importing communications equipment, in this case walkie-talkies, are pretty weak. Comparable to when a U.S. man swam up to Aung San Suu Kyi's lakeside villa unannounced in 2009, while she was under house arrest. His visit and the trial that followed resulted in her house arrest being extended. Police say today's charges will keep her in detention until February 15th at a minimum. Another member of her party was charged with violating COVID safety protocols during the November 2020 general election, one the military claimed was marked by massive fraud, its justification for Monday's coup. For NPR News, I'm Michael Sullivan in Chiang Rai, Thailand.
President Biden's nominee for Education Secretary is testifying before a Senate committee today. Miguel Cardona promises to reopen schools and says the hardest work will be to address longstanding disparities worsened by the pandemic. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News.